The holiday that just passed, Pesach, the holiday of Pesach, we begin doing something that we do for about the next 50 days, which is counting the Omer, right. Now, counting the Omer, which some people take very, very seriously. They have Omer calendars that they put up in their homes. And each night they count the Omer, and they're always careful not to say what tomorrow will be, because if you say what tomorrow is, then you've already counted it, and therefore you can't count officially. Represents, as all things do, more than one thing, right? Almost nothing means one thing alone. And the first meaning of the Omer is the time from the liberation in Egypt until 50 days later Israel arrives where? At Sinai, exactly. This is an interactive teaching. So first, it represents that. But it also, as do all the major holidays in the Jewish calendar, in one way or another, it also represents something agricultural. Not only something in the wilderness, but also something when you arrive in the land. And does anyone know what that is? It's a certain harvest. Someone said it. Barley. Barley harvest. Very good. You should be a rabbi, as you shortly will be, in fact. So that's almost cheating. It represents the barley harvest. Now, barley in the Talmud is called ma'achal behema, which means food for animals. Nobody eats barley, not unless it's very processed, right? Then you can eat barley. But the point is exactly that it starts out as a food for animals, barley that you initially harvest, you feed to beasts, but it can be transformed to make it appropriate for human beings. And that is the same transformation, according to the rabbis, that happens to Israel when they leave Egypt and end up at Sinai. Because in Egypt, all they are is physical, because they're slaves. And slaves aren't valued for their spirit. Slaves are valued solely for the use of their bodies. They are ma'achal behema. They're like food for beasts. That's all they do. And in the 50 days between the Exodus and Sinai, they start to learn that they are spiritual beings, not just physical beings. And in that transformation, paralleled by the idea of the barley harvest, is the story of the people. And I have, with this in mind, this may explain to some extent why it is that in the wilderness they complain that they don't have water, that they don't have meat, that they want to go back to Egypt, because they've not yet learned that life consists of more than physical needs, since as slaves, all they cared about was that their physical needs be taken care of, that they have a place to sleep and a place to eat. So when they went into the wilderness, they hadn't learned to transcend that, and all they wanted was to go back and have their physical needs taken care of again. But that's what the process of the Omer does. Now, the third aspect of this, of course, is that nothing that happens in the past is only about the past, which means that we're supposed to remember the same thing, that this is the time of year in which we recall that we are more than physical, that it's not only about eating and drinking and having a roof over our heads and being comfortable, but that there is a spiritual life to which we are called, which is why we sort of march 50 days to Sinai, and we count every day, which is supposed to be a spiritual ascent. We get closer and closer and closer to that time when we're worthy of receiving the Torah and therefore have realized our spiritual as well as our physical being. So during this time, even if you're not counting the Omer, which I encourage you to do, nonetheless, you can pay attention to the extent to which your life is governed by spiritual or by physical needs. Both, of course, are part of what human beings are about, but as we recall during this time, we have a natural default tendency to move too far in the realm of our physical needs and not far enough in the realm of our spiritual, which is why as we approach Sinai and the giving of the Torah, we remember what it is ultimately that is our destiny, which is one day to, of course, shed our physical selves and to be reunited with God. Let's invite everybody.